glory and the honor for what be wrought in this house tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Actually, the scripture, the Lord called at hand to begin with, and I dare not go to another scripture before it, in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10:38. It reads how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And then it tells us why. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Now, in looking at this scripture many years, I've sat with this scripture many times, and I found out that the whole system is in this verse. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and Satan, and the works of God and the works of Satan meet in this verse. This one verse can let you know that Satan does not stand a chance in your life. If you take care of your homework in the spirit and understand how the spirit functions, this one verse lets you know that your enemy is no match to you. Right there in Acts 10:38. Now you might say, well, how God anointed. See, the Holy Ghost and power is the anointed. The Holy Ghost and the power is the anointing. The anointing emanate with the Holy Ghost. So in just looking at this one verse, it tells us that we have the victory. It tells us we have the victory. Now, symptoms and pains and opposition and other things talking to you, you got to keep looking at it and tell them, no, I got the victory. I have the victory. Say it, I have the victory. You see, it doesn't matter what you're going through. But it matters what you know. Yes, by revelation. By revelation. Because one of the things I want to warn us about in the spirit is attending to a lot of information, but not yet spending enough time in his presence for him to give us revelation. Now, information is just knowledge. Revelation is revelation knowledge. It's God uncovering, opening, and showing something to us we cannot see in the natural. Are you following me? Eyes have not seen, no ears heard, all right? Now, if we don't go beyond information into revelation, we're going to deal with reasoning and opinion and scriptures without power. Because there's demonstration of the spirit and power that we need to get a hold of. In that aspect, it will become real easy to receive manifestation. What is manifestation? Manifestation is God doing something for you you couldn't and can't do for yourself. And so Acts 10:38 revealed to us the homework, the mode of operation, or the insight on the victory that we already have. Yes, sir. Are you here? Yes, sir. Notice the scripture again. You know, I know it's got good translation, but I'm going to read right here in the King James Version. How God. Now, those two words tell us how God's work. It tells us about John 14:12 in that verse. The works that I do, shall you do also, and greater work than these shall you do because I go to my Father. Well, I just, when meditating this verse, I just stopped at how God. How am I going to get to my deliverance? How am I going to maintain my victory? Well, they got it right here before your eyes. You need the Trinity. The Trinity, watch this. The Trinity, you might write this down. The Trinity is greater than the enemy. There is an enemy, you know. We have an enemy. He's in that verse. How God, now God goes on and uses his divine plan. His divine plan is the anointing. Now the anointing, we have found out that it's one of the facets of getting God in motion. The anointing, faith, the anointing, and the glory. Now there are three realms that God talk about in the Lord's Prayer in the second part of the 13th verse. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Now here's where the Western Church and the organized religion have missed it. They have missed the significant, the important, and the power of understanding the kingdom. The kingdom actually is an invisible spiritual government that overrules politics, overrules science, overrules satanic forces, overrules the kingdom of darkness. It is a government that has to be known, and it's a spiritual kingdom. It's a government that has to be known. If it's not known, then you're not going to know how to pass the test with spiritual law. Yes, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, yes, had made me free from the law of sin and death. But if I don't know kingdom government, I'm not going to be able to flow with the law right. Yes, sir. And that's why we have a deficit in the body of Christ of not moving in realms or in position as the Bible promised us. And that's what the Lord won't turn around. We have to understand the importance of a pastor, the importance of a teacher, the importance of an evangelist, the importance. Are you following me? Yes. You have to know that these are gifts, not for you to trample on, but for you to love and receive. They want to bless you. Yes. Amen. Amen. No, all pastors not bad, all prophets not bad. They got some bad one in bad apples, but who buy a bush of apples and don't find one or two bad in it? You just take them out before they spoil the rest. Amen. So in our text here, this is the text he gave me, and I'll tell you what we're talking about in a minute, not a lot of introduction here. But it says how God, it's telling us how God works. God worked through Jesus. Jesus worked through the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost come and work through us. If we understand this, this all-inclusive word all, well, let us know that there's nothing that can pin you down as a child of God. He said that for a reason. We're going to look at another aspect of Jesus' ministry in a few moments. But he said that for how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. And I say to you, the Holy Ghost and power is the same thing. The Holy Ghost, the power is in the Holy Ghost. Who went about doing good and healing. Now watch this. Healing all. Everybody say all. All include me. Whatever you got in your body tonight, it includes you. Yes, sir. Notice now, notice sickness and diseases are satanic oppression. Yes, sir. They come from sick. They come from Satan. Yes, they do not. They do not come from God. Right. Why God make you sick and then he heal you? Yes. That don't even make sense. So there's an opening text. I want you to think about it. So you got the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, all in that verse. You got the devil in that verse. and you got a winning revelation in that one verse, it take you through the whole Bible. Amen. Amen. So don't let information run ahead of revelation. I think in information without the letter, without the spirit, kill it. And a lot of time we're trying to use scripture without the life of the spirit. And that's why we're not getting as much result as the Lord wants us to get. And so healing, miracles, and deliverance are in that verse. Now the three realm, the kingdom, the power, and the glory are the three realms of God. The power is God's divine ability to overrule any entity, any adversity, any circumstance, any being that have attacked you, any demonic force is overruled when God's power is properly understood and released. Amen. 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 Boy, that's blessed assurance, ain't it? That means nothing can pin me down. It can attack, but it has to finally go back because I'm operating in the power that is beyond every power. Glory to God. But notice now, we say we can't operate in that power just by information. No, that we have to have the Holy Spirit. See, the Spirit and power has to be revealed by the Holy Spirit. Within that Spirit and power is revelation to another dimension. So we have the kingdom, the God government, we have the power, his power, and then the glory. See, the church have not known much about this. The glory actually is the essence of his presence. The Lord said, I'm here. And when the Lord present is there, the battle is over. Are you listening to me? So we want to deal with healing, miracles, and deliverance tonight. But we also want to deal with the aspect, don't fail to yield to the power of God. Every time you need it. Matter of fact, you ought to stay in it. But there are times you have to yield more than other time because you don't know what to do. Don't fail to yield to the demonstration of the Spirit and power. Don't fail to yield to the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Say that back to me.
Don't fail to yield to the demonstration of the Spirit and power.
You have to be constantly trained to yield to the demonstration of the Spirit and power. And why do I have to be constantly trained? Because it goes on and on and on and on infinitum.
Yes, sir.
There are dimensions, there are levels, there are degrees in the spirit. It is never exhausted. It is exciting once you understand that.
Yes,
it's exciting that once the spirit shows you something, he can show you something else on the same street.
Yes,
are you understanding me? Yeah, you never exhaust the insight. The wisdom, the understanding, is always more.
Always.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I heard that.
Yes,
it's always more. That's what makes the Christian life exciting.
Yes.
You know what makes your life exciting? The balance.
Right.
You know you're going to win if the ninth and half round.
Yes.
Not going to more than 10 rounds, but you still recognize you got the fact that in your heart you know God's going to bring you out of this thing. And so some things, the root of the message of healing to the power of God, I want to put a few things in your spirit. I want to put a few things. When you learn to yield to the power of God, or yield to the demonstration of the spirit and power, see, that's the Holy Ghost. He's the power of God. You'll be able, how can I say this? It means possessing what belonged to you. What belonged to you in the spirit world has to be possessed by you. You have to know what you're doing. That's why religion is so dull and tradition is so dull and normal patterns are so dull. The excitement is, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know how he's going to do, but it all going to turn out to my good. Hallelujah. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he's going to turn out to my good. You see? And so what happened is Christians live sometime in defeat and dilemma because they don't know how to possess. They're trying to push a word they don't have and a word that does not have them. And so in this training about miracles and healing and deliverance, it's a spiritual training. It's you have to be submissive. And when it comes down to the realm of God with the Holy Ghost, you have to give the Holy Ghost permission. So therefore, you have to become in the spirit realm, according to the will of God, a person who is permissive to God to handle it the way he want to handle it. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? So we are in training of how to yield to this power, how to yield to this divine ability of God, and we invite this power to manifest in our midst tonight. There is something, watch what I'm saying to you. There's something, bless God, there's something, I'm looking at you. There's something you need to possess.
Yes.
You know it, you know it, you know it, you know it. No, we got to stop waiting on God to possess it for us. God possesses it through us by revelation, by insight, by wisdom, by understanding, by anointing, by faith. Are you listening to me? We have to recognize what we see in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. We have to recognize the Holy Ghost and power. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Is a precious gift. Guard it with your life.
Yes, sir.
Don't let no space come between you and it. You see? You see? That's one way to yield to the power. You yield to the power recognizing how valuable the power of God really is. I almost bust out crying. It almost make you want to cry. You know, because it's sad that people really don't know, in a large sense, how valuable the Holy Ghost really is. How valuable it is to be led by the Spirit. How valuable it is to be fed by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
When the Spirit take the word of God and feeds you,
yes,
with understanding,
yes,
showing you your next step,
yes,
showing you your next swing.
Yes.
The Spirit of God said, hey, don't take a full swing here.
Yes.
It don't take a full swing for this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All it takes is a jab. And when you learn how to yield to the power, there's many more scriptures I want to go to, but I want to walk you through this. And when you learn how to yield to this power or the demonstration of the Spirit and power, you recognize that you will be prevailing in all attacks. Man, what y'all going to do here? You heard I say it? This is the Holy Ghost. He says, it puts you in a position that you know you're going to be prevailing in all attack. Don't care what attack, don't care what it look like, don't care where it come from. You recognize that you can yield to the power, to the demonstration of the Spirit and power, and that attack, you're going to prevail. I mean, you tell people you'll be preventing all attack, they ought to be cutting up. But you see, we got commonplace from the pulpit. We think this common talk. No, this is our praying before the throne. And the Lord said, right. And he says, tell them they'll be prevailing in all their attack. Now, I'm not quite sure if you've been here any time, you know you're going to be attacked, right? But it's not, the attack is not the problem. How you are able to address the attack. Are you going to address the attack in the flesh? Or are you going to address it through your intellect? Or are you going to address it through the Spirit? See, that's supernatural. I say that's supernatural. When you're talking about the kingdom, the power, and the glory, my brothers and sisters, that's supernatural. When you talk about in Acts 10:38, how God operates, how God functions, how God makes things happen. Good God Almighty. How God brings Satan and this system to his knees. It's there in Acts 10:38. But you have to be trained, and you have to keep training. You have to keep seeking. You have to keep desiring for those type of things. Amen? So not only is it a precious gift, not only it enable me to possess. You notice in the Old Testament, God told the children of Israel, he'd give them a lot of things. But they had to possess it. And you notice they always had a man of God out in front of him. He showed his ways to Moses, Psalm 103:7. He showed his ways to Moses, but his acts to the children of God. See, you have to know the way before you can act. The spirit realm, you don't just act in the spirit realm. No. The spirit realm actions are different. You have to qualify. God is a spirit. You have to qualify to move in the realm of the spirit. And so that, therefore, the children of Israel, God told them about what he had for them, and everybody was clapping, but it's going to cost you something. Yeah, you're going to cost you something. First of all, you're going to have to follow a man. Church told me about that. I go to God directly myself. Yeah, you can. But there are some things you're not going to get from God. Because God, it break down his whole dynamics. He got it this way because he who yield to a leader is getting ready to hear from God. They tried to bypass Moses. And when God said, well, I'll talk to God. God started telling him, oh, no, Moses, tell him stop. We'll listen to you. And so every child of God have a right to touch God's garment. Don't get me wrong. But if you're going to penetrate in the depth of God, you're going to have to go by his system, his government. Come on, talk to me. Not only that, my brothers and sisters, I'm getting stuck in introduction here because here it talking about predetermined victory. Before the enemy touch you, the victory was already predetermined. Am I talking to anybody tonight? Huh? Anybody dealing with here in the auditorium or by internet, you've been dealing with something, your predetermined victory is already there. God never expect for you to lose. Now, when you learn in the spirit how to agree with God, you begin to expect never to lose. Thanks be to God, which gives us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You mean to tell me, Reverend, you telling me tonight, you don't even know what my problem is, you telling me that God told you to tell me that your victory is predetermined? Absolutely. With every breath in my body, absolutely. It's all through the scriptures. I mean, I got word after word after word. All things work together for good for them that love God. Romans 8, 28, right? Yes, sir. That's predetermined victory.
Yes, sir.
This is the victory that overcomes the world.
Yes.
Even our faith.
Yes.
That's predetermined victory.
Yes, sir.
I wish you did come here tonight think you're losing a battle and you're a child of God. I wish you did come here feeling sorry for yourself, talking about nothing ain't working out. No, now the Lord tell you, child, I already got your victory for you. Now you have to learn how to possess your victory. And you have to put your victory in the category of living victorious, precious.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all with me here?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. Predetermined victory. Cancer hits your body and you know in your knower that it's predetermined by God for you not to die.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're in the worst financial battle you ever been in your life. But you know it predetermined by God that you have the victory. Even if you have to put money in a fish mouth. I'm going to say something. I hope he permits me to say it. Man, God, wow. He do things. You know, I'm trying to explain him. He's unexplained. You can't explain it. But he do things way out of sight. You know what I mean? You just can't. Oh, you just can't shut him down, man. You know, he put mud on your eye, and mud's supposed to blind you more. But then you come out seeing. You ask for wine, he tell you pour water in the vein. I mean, you just got to follow him. You know, he's so vast, so fast. Now, don't y'all tell this church, I'm about to tell you something now. Don't. I need this church for Sunday morning. But when you learn how to yield to the power of God, listen, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Pressure become your servant.
Wow.
You heard that?
Yes.
Abbott, you heard that? Pressure become your servant. See, when you train right in the spirit, pressure become exercise. Any of y'all lift weight or do a little exercise, you know, that weight like it's beating you, but it's actually your servant because it's building you up. Anybody under any pressure? Anybody under pressure any kind of way? Bodily pressure, marriage pressure, children got pressure with your children, financial pressure. That God said tonight, as you're trained, that pressure turn into your servant. I never heard that before. You heard that before? Pressure. That's the Holy Ghost, man. That's the Holy Ghost. You heard that? You ever had any pressure? Anybody ever been in pressure? But now, the next time the pressure come around, you be able to point it and say, in the name of Jesus, you my servant. God is working something out in my life that I couldn't work out myself. My God. That's what it means to know how to yield to the demonstration of the spirit and power. How to yield to the kingdom. How to yield to the power. How to yield to the glory. Now I'll say something. I want you to write this down. Life is a ball.
Yes, sir.
Life is a thrill. When you keep yielding to the spirit realm. You got to keep yielding to the spirit realm.
Yeah.
Keep yielding to the power. Keep yielding to the kingdom. Keep yielding to the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, keep your joy unspeakable and full of glory,
belong
to you.
Yeah. Yes,
pressure,
wow,
becoming your servant.
Yeah.
Now, not only that, class, when There's a need of healing. There's a need of miracles. There's a need of deliverance. There's a need of signs and wonders. Now, get this one now. This one is passing the test means going to the next level. So look how God got this set up. Satan with his dumb self give you a test. You pass the test by yielding to the power. Because the person who working with you has already took the test. His name is Jesus. And so he's living in you to take every test over again for you. It's almost like cheating. Yeah, sometimes, man, sometimes life gets so good, it looks like you're cheating. Because you got so many Christians afraid, they're not passing the test, and they get scared when you. It's amazing. What's even last night? I listened to tape last night. That was a lot of stuff came out there last night. Yes, sir. And a lot gonna come out tonight. So let me speak prophetically. No, we're going to speak prophetically together. And this is what we're going to speak. Promotion cometh to my life tonight. You just prophesy over yourself in the spirit. Say it again. And then we'll be able to get to some more scripture in a minute here. Now I got to show you three or four more things. Pleasing God produces triumph every time. What I say?
Pleasing God produces triumph every time.
Now what that mean? That mean when you please God, nothing and nobody can stop you from going where you're going. Yes, hallelujah. That's so much, children. Sit down a minute. Turn to Matthew's 4. Matthew's 4. Hallelujah. Matthew's 4. It's easy to preach to you. Matthew's 4. I believe I'm among my own company. It's so easy preaching to it. Yeah, it's so easy to listen to the Spirit. Yeah, it's easy. My yoke is easy. Here in Matthew 4, I have to show you this before I go further. In Matthew 4, verse 23, and Jesus went about all Galilee. Who did it?
Jesus.
Now notice what he was doing. Teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing, we're back at Acts 10:38. All manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Now that revealed the type of ministry we should have. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers disease. See, take her, that's a demon now. You say, well, I ain't got no demon. Yeah, but you can have demonical influence. He can't possess you, but he sure can oppress you. Take her. would die of a disease and torment. Torment. See the torment? And those which was possessed with devils. Now, Christians can't be possessed. And those which was lunatic, out of their mind. And those that had the palsy, paralytics, and he healed them. And that, you know, verse 25, that's called the great multitude to follow him. But I read that to tell you Jesus has a fourfold ministry. Teaching, preaching, healing, and delivering. And it's said that the church have lost half of Jesus' ministry. We got more teachers and preachers, but somebody need to be demonstrating something. The glory, the power. I mean, those 24 manifestations or more we had last night, it ought to be going on all the time. Now, here's what I want you to see three or four times to get you ready for to get in a deeper dimension of the Spirit. Now, I tell you, when the Spirit comes, I'm going with it. You can sit there and lock yourself down, but I'm going with the Holy Ghost. I'm going with the Holy Ghost. Jesus preaching and teaching were, listen, in demonstration of the Spirit and power. See? Jesus never had a dry service. He never had a service with no expectation. Somebody always left out of his service running, shouting, because the power fell, and the people were trained how to receive the power, and they received something they couldn't receive by themselves. I tell you, Jesus' ministry was in a demonstration of the Spirit and power. And the average church, now excuse me, is not there. We're just teaching, getting our line, preaching, singing a few songs, and going home the same way. But a person who's trained in the Spirit is not going to put up with that. They know there's more. See, for lack of a better word, my members are ruined. The right way, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna just tell them anything. They'll sit and look at your wife and say, what is he talking about? Because they're trained. And I'm training them every day, training them over and over again. Now, notice with me, you brought your shouting clothes? Now, I just submitted to you that Jesus' ministry was in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power. Right? You see that. And then the text we read, Acts 10, 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, saying the same thing. Same thing it's saying in Matthew 4, 23 and 24. It's said in Acts 10, 38. Yes, sir. Matter of fact, Acts 10, 38 was after Matthew 4, 23 and 24. And then if you notice, I'll just take you a little side, Jenna, here now, connect with what we're talking about. You notice after Jesus rose from the grave, he took 40 days to teach the disciples about the kingdom before they received the power. Hey, read this in the Bible. You must understand government before you get in his power. Otherwise, I can't trust you with this power. You see, the realm, the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Notice it says 40 days. Jesus taught them things pertaining to the kingdom, government, before they can operate in the power. Let's on going on to the glory. Could it be that some of us have not been trained enough in the kingdom? But tonight you're getting a quick lesson. You cannot, oh my goodness, you cannot yield to the power, you cannot yield to the glory unless you first yield to the kingdom. When the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, it is telling you seeking how God functions, how God operates, how the spirit world works. Because it's about to produce some things in your life that you can't handle unless you know how to function in the kingdom and be led by the Spirit. Kingdom revelation kills pride before it birth. Kingdom revelation kills greed before it birth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But when you go over into power, you got a right to be proud. But you must not think of yourself more highly. You know that in Romans 12:3. Didn't say you couldn't think of yourself highly, because I think of myself highly. Thank God for what God has done. I thank God for my ministry and everything. But there's a level you can't go. And the way to keep yourself right is be grateful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be grateful. Say it. Say, Lord, you need, Lord, I'm thankful. Say it.
Lord,
I'm grateful right now.
I'm grateful right now.
Hallelujah.
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 So when we're looking at 1 Corinthians now, my. How easy it is to preach when you got people who want to hear the word. Glory to God. Glory, we ought to start a revolution here tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. Pay attention to what you're dealing with. Pay attention to it now, because the Holy Spirit can snatch it any minute. Pay attention, just pay attention. This is one of my favorites, so I have to read it in 1 Corinthians 2. And it's based on, going ahead of myself a little bit, it's based on the power of the cross. Not a wooden beam, but a manifestation and a demonstration of the Spirit. All right? Jesus. His name is worth mentioning. Jesus. Jesus the Christ, King of kings, and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. Jesus, the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That name is so honorable. It said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I'll do it for you. The Bible says he's given a name that is above every name. That name, I feel, that name has power. There's power in that name. We must submit. We must admit that there's power in that name. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus heals. Jesus saves. Jesus sanctifies. Jesus baptized with the Holy Ghost. Jesus. In the name that is above every name. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. He's my friend. Healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's freedom in the name of Jesus. Jesus. There's miracles in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You want to tell me what I'm hearing? Huh? I don't have nothing to worry about. Because when I call that name, it settles all my cases. You know he's here tonight, right? I said, you know he's here tonight, right? And when you honor him, he become more available. When you honor him, he wants to do something for you. Just calling his name calls him and say, what you need? What you need? Who is that calling my name? Who is that calling my name? By what power? Or by what name this man is walking and leaping and jumping? Peter answered, in the name of Jesus. That's why he's walking. That's why he's leaping. The miracle came through the one who God anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. My goodness. I done preached myself in a nest here. My goodness. My goodness. Jesus. We need miracles in here tonight. We need signs and wonders in this place tonight. Thank you for it. Thank you for healing. Uh-huh. Thank you for signs. Thank you for wonders. Thank you for miracles. Jesus. We're expecting you to show up in here tonight. You invite him, he'll come. Huh? You see, you don't ever want to miss a visitation. When you invite him, he comes. When he comes, you accept the visit. Paul preaching, sit down a minute. Paul, now we said Jesus preaching and teaching was in demonstration. Paul preaching and teaching were in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. See, Paul laid out here now. And in 1 Corinthians 2, and I, brother, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Now, this is where Paul preaching. Paul was preaching under the cross. He said, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, so show not me. And in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now, I haven't got to my first point yet. My first point has something to do with this. I'm still in the introduction. Pretty good introduction. Huh? But I wanted to show you not only Jesus preaching and teaching was in demonstration of the Spirit and the power. Paul preaching was in the demonstration and teaching was in demonstration of the Spirit and power. And if you look at Peter preaching, there in Acts, I alluded to this lamb man. After being baptized with the Holy Ghost, Peter preaching and teaching was in demonstration of the Spirit and power. So I'm wondering now, here's a clincher. Has God changed his mind about how he want to function and how he want to operate in the church today? Should ministers preach the same way Jesus preached? Should ministers preach the same way Paul preached? Should ministers today, We'll see more signs. Yes, we'll see more miracles. Yes, we'll see more people living longer. Should ministers preach like Peter preached?
Yes.
That when the lamb shows up, that minister get in the spirit and catch that lamb pointing by the hand and tell him in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Should we have the same type of expectancy? The man expected to receive something, and he received more than he bargained for, because he walked up on a man of God who knew how to minister like Jesus. And so my question is, you'll never forget this question. You'll never forget the way I'm going to answer it. My question is, because we're talking about yielding to the power and yielding to the demonstration. My question, because you're not going to get no miracle unless you know how to yield to the power. My question is, should the minister today minister the same way Jesus did? Minister the same way Paul did? Minister the same way Peter did? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. It's a mandate for us. It's a mandate. It's a mandate. All the while you've been sitting here listening, this is exactly what I've been doing. I said, all the while you've been sitting here listening. I don't mind saying it myself. All the while you've been sitting here, because I know I'm not doing it. So you've been seeing what it means, and you can feel it. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you save, you know it's there. Hallelujah. It's all over the floor. It's all over this building. It's all over the internet right now. People can feel the power in their home right now. There are people who were sitting down in their house watching. Nobody can see them. They stood up. You cannot deny. When a man or a woman call on the name of Jesus and the spirit start moving. What are you moving for? He's looking for somebody to do something for up in here. He's looking for somebody who will accept a miracle. Now, it's not that the miracles don't exist, but he's trying to find somebody who will trust him enough to accept the miracle. The miracles are still loose. Jesus still alive. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. But he's trying to find a lame man. He's trying to find a woman with issue of blood. He's trying to find somebody who humpback so he can release in their body liberty, power, and glory, and set them free. Is anybody here tonight? Need to be set free. Anybody dealing with something, they want Jesus to find you tonight. If you let him find you, woo, he'll deal with it, because he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. If he healed a lame man yesterday, he will heal him today. If he delivered the blind man yesterday, he'll deliver him tonight. Rise! Take up your bed and walk. For our gospel came not to you in word only, but also in power. And in the Holy Ghost. Same Holy Ghost in Acts 10:38. Same Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2. And in much assurance, as you know that the manner of men were among you for your name's sake. Man, I've been preaching almost like, my God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Krosi kata nende brosi. Hache shaka shikote. Horoba siki. Horobaba satata. Now, see, in the spirit world, you get over there, and you get over there, and you get over there far enough. Somebody disease just been shocked. S-H-O-C-K. Shock with deliverance. Somebody here been shocked with deliverance. I said somebody here been shocked with demonstration of the Spirit and power, and you don't have it no more. It wasn't yours anyway. You've been shot. You see, the power of God, my friend, is explosive. When you talk about the power of God, you're talking about miraculous power. You're talking about supernatural ability. You're talking about the might of God. You're talking about the strength of God. You're talking about supernatural power in action. You see the recorded Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in Jesus' ministry, what you were looking at, supernatural power in action. Now, Jesus passed it on to the church. Power here in the aspect of the power of God, demonstrating the Spirit of power, is the ability to perform miracles. Now, notice the Word of God says over in Romans 4:21, I'm fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is also able to perform. Look at that. I want you to look at that, because that's a jumping off. See, I'm fully, see what had to happen? See, the performance, no problem. Somebody got to become fully persuaded. How you become fully persuaded? Well, you open up and be full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Word, and let the Holy Spirit mix faith with it, and you're ready for a manifestation. You're ready for a demonstration. Are you looking at me, class? See, I'm training you how to yield to the power. See, you have to become, by the Spirit of life and by the Spirit of truth, what God said had to become a reality to you. What God said, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What God said, when it become a reality to you, then you're in the position to be fully persuaded. All the promises of God are yea and amen. Yes. And you saying amen. Amen. You saying amen for your situation. Yes, amen means so be it. Amen. As the Lord have said. I don't care how I feel after that. It don't make no difference. The pain can still be there. You told, amen. You got to finally say amen to your sickness. Amen to your disease. It's over. Amen. And you give God the right now to do something, or sneak in your bedroom tonight while you're sleeping and do something, because you already put the amen out. My amen out. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm free. Amen. In the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, I receive. Somebody praise God in here. Here's what the Spirit of God said. Here's what the Spirit, I never heard this before. God said, I can't work properly without praise. Somebody got to give me thanksgiving ahead of time before it happened. Somebody got to act like they already have it. Somebody got to rejoice by faith. And while they're rejoicing, I'll come upon them and do great and mighty things that they've never seen before. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm looking for somebody to praise me. When somebody praise me, suddenly they start working. Paul and Silas praise him at midnight in the jail. Suddenly. It was loose. The chain fell off. while they was praising him. The earth started shaking while they were praising him. The jail door came open while they were praising him. Hey, when you praise God, it caused God to move on your behalf. Somebody praise him up in here. When you give him glory.